You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On today's episode of The Salisha Show.
It's insane. I'm really excited for just like the world to see what we created. West Side has been something that I've always been wanting to do. I think it was the first movie that I saw incorporating theater that I'm like, this is what I want to do. I'm watching Rita do play Anita over 15 years ago when I first saw it. And to just be a part of the remake of the film is an honor.
S to the A to the L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL, I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show.
Hello and welcome or welcome back to the Salisha Show. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas, and my heart feels so at home, I think. That is the word I'm looking for. I feel happy. I feel excited. I feel a lot of love in my heart. My guest today is, I have her credits all listed here, which I'll get to in a second, but she is a really special human being. I really don't feel like she's from this earth. She is so talented, and I know I gotta list her credits, but just watching her on stage it's inspiring. You think of a dancer like, oh yeah, these are the moves, whatever, but she dances from her soul. She dances from a different place. And before she got to Once Upon a One More Time, she was actually gone for the first 3 weeks of rehearsal because she was off working doing something else. 3 weeks of rehearsal. And the producers, the casting team, did not replace her. They waited for her. If that doesn't say enough already, they waited 3 weeks for her to come in. And while she was gone, I covered for her. And I'm like, oh Lord, this is clearly a dance track. But I was getting through it, honey. I was getting through it. But seeing her in her role, it's really special. Okay, all right, okay. So she toured with On Your Feet. She was in all the makings of the Moulin Rouge, a dancer in the movie Isn't It Romantic with Rebel Wilson. She was also in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I love that show. SNL, Modern Love, Kennedy Center Honors, honoring Gloria Estefan. And she just wrapped Steven Spielberg's West Side Story film. Please help me welcome, playing Little Red Riding Hood in the Britney Spears musical Once Upon a One More Time, my friend Jennifer Florentino!
Hi.
Welcome. I love you.
I love you back.
I have so much love for you.
So much love and respect right back at you.
You're so cool. You look so cool. Always, but especially right now. You just came back from... Can we talk about West Side Story first?
Yes, we can, which is crazy.
What the heck? How dare you?
I know, I just...
What the heck?
It's insane. I'm really excited for just like the world to see what we created. West Side has been something that I've always been wanting to do. I think it was the first movie that I saw incorporating theater that I'm like, this is what I want to do. I'm watching Rita do play Anita over 15 years ago when I first saw it. And to just be a part of the remake of the film is an honor.
The first time you saw it was in the movie?
Like, I saw the movie first. I was in Academy of Performing Arts, which is in Paterson, New Jersey, and I saw it in my history class. Miss Bianchetti was showing us just theater work, because it was a performing arts school, And then I investigated more, and I know it was Chita Rivera who originated the Broadway production, so I did a paper on her as well.
Cool.
And yeah, I just was like, okay, this is I really would love to do this. I felt I had a chance to do it. It's Patterson, so things you're not brought up to believe that that's capable almost. And then to film, we filmed parts in Patterson, New Jersey. So like we filmed right across the street where I first saw West Side Story. And that was just, I don't know, it was the most, yeah, totally.
Would you ever think?
It's funny because you work so hard to strive, get out of what you feel like is not the best environment, and then you accomplish that, and then years later, your dream of a show brings you back home. it's wow. You know, my parents were able to go on set.
Wait, really?
Yeah, at first, my mom wore a Jurassic Park shirt because she loves Steven Spielberg. She doesn't speak English, but she knows his movies. So you already know.
So
and
great.
She brought like empanadas and stuff to the cast, and he let her watch playbacks. And...
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh my
God.
Steven and our producer Christy and just
wait, how closely were you working with Steven Spielberg?
Oh, he was there. I was amazed that he will come to our rehearsal and will just be on the floor and he's, I want to capture this moment like this on the floor above us, just there in the meat of it. This is something very special to him as well. And working with Justin Tack was just freaking incredible. That entire team. Yeah, and Janine, it was a dream team for sure. We always felt taken care of. And
are they nice?
He's really nice. I feel like that's like he just knows everyone's names. Everyone in the production just
that's really
that means a lot. And he just listens to you. And his guidance, just watching him work was a masterclass. But I just didn't know, like, I'm still thinking, like, what? This is actually happening?
What? Like, how was the premiere? That's really cool that it worked out that you could go.
Yeah.
P.S. We are in previews right now for Once Upon a One More Time. Yeah. You filmed West Side Story when?
That was 2019. Yeah. So it's been like a little over 2 years coming for this.
Right.
But it got extended just because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And our jefe, Mr. Spielberg, he just wanted everyone to see it in theaters. And I'm so happy he waited. Because it's definitely a film you just have to experience in a big screen.
Okay. And so today is what? December 7th. We're filming this on... This is not going to air today.
Yes, December 7th.
Okay, it's December 7th. It's hitting theaters...
December 10th.
In 3 days! Are we going to see it as a cast?
Yes,
have we organized it yet?
No, I'm working on that. Definitely working on
it. Okay, that would be so fun.
Yeah, that would be.
Like before a show or after a show.
Totally. Yeah.
Like straight up. Okay. And so tell me about the premiere that you went to.
It was so, I feel like time stopped. Like.
You looked so beautiful.
Oh my God. Thank you. I was, I couldn't believe what I was experiencing. Like I just was like in an all time high. I felt like it was extremely out of body. First of all, seeing the cast and seeing the film with the cast, just out of this world. Like the first, I can't talk about it. But just to see Patterson represented also in such a beautiful light, it just meant the world to me. And it just, yeah.
What's your, I'll ask that later. Why this movie? Because this is not your first movie. Mm-hmm. Why, other than like it being full circle, like you mentioned, like this is the first thing that you're like, I want to do that. Why is West Side Story important to you?
Because it like told so many of our stories. But specifically, I felt like I was watching that movie and I was living what the movie was saying. Like, with just a scene in the streets involved, and not me involved in it, but me experiencing what it's like to be in that environment of having parents that sacrifice their health to try to first generation coming to America so we could get the American dream, having to translate everything for them. Yeah. So it's like, I feel like I grew up much faster than I had the option to because of the limitations that you go through by being first generation coming to America. And just to watch that and to be like, wait, you could make it, you could do it. Mm. And So that's why I was like, I love to do West Side. And I just didn't think in a million years it would be this way. Like, I just...
In the biggest way.
It just is. So I just...
In the biggest way. I cannot wait to see this freaking movie. Like, it is so exciting. What is your racial makeup for those who are listening?
I am from Dominican Republic. I go as Afro-Latina. And yeah, and first generation from America here. Born here, but definitely was back and forth from DR a lot. But yeah.
I ask too, because your hair is straightened right now.
Yes.
And it's very cool.
Over 4 years. Like, I just don't straighten my hair.
And you look so fabulous for your movie premiere. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Literally, I was yelling at the screen. I was like, how dare she?
And so I never do that
you
stuff.
Look so like, good. Okay, your curls, when you have your curls, they're nothing short of perfect.
Thank you.
I have the biggest curl crack on you.
I was like, I should have washed my hands today. And then I was like, I have pin curl her. And curls and pin curls.
But also, I haven't straightened my hair in a very long time too. We know when you straighten your hair, it's not like we're just doing it for the day.
No. It's a whole journey.
We're going to let this last. We're going to ride this train.
Right.
As long as we can. So I'm not mad at you at all. But your curls are so perfect. And I'm just like, oh, what is the secret?
Oh my gosh.
What's your secret?
It's so funny. I had a little meltdown the other day. Because I in the summer, I feel like my hair is like, yes, amazing. And then we got to DC and
it's
the weather's
dry
so
here.
Dry, and I was like combing my hair. It just was so difficult to comb out. And I'm just like, why?
I remember you came up to me. You're like, Salisha.
Yeah, it's like I had a moment, but
yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I use a lot of castor oil. And
I do too.
Yeah,
you do too.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be too thick for your hair.
No. I just do it on my ends, on the tip of my ends, just so I can keep it moisturized and locked. Just because a lot of the time it was really dry. It's been really dry here, so.
And do you rinse it out or do you keep it in?
I keep it in.
Okay.
I like wash my hair when I have to wash my
hair. Let's talk about that. I always thought I was doing something wrong or bad, like when I put the castor oil in and I keep it in, but my hair likes it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm just not going to tell anybody that I've got a head full of castor oil.
Yeah. You ain't the only one, girl.
When you put castor oil in, do you also put product on top of it, or do you just keep it?
I usually just put the castor oil in, but when my hair is wet, just got off the shower, I do put a leave-in conditioner.
Do you have a go-to brand?
Right now, I'm just testing, because I was using, I believe it was Shea Moisture.
Yes.
But now I think that it got used to her. So now
I
like switching.
I feel that way. It's still my go-to. I still keep it around.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I'm like ready to branch out
a little bit. Yeah. So I'm just, I'm testing a lot of waters right now. But yeah.
And then what about for like gel holder? Do you have any of that or do you prefer cream?
No, I use the Argan Oil Edge Control if I want to use some of I want to lay her down a little bit, but I use castor oil.
See, well. I feel like you give me all the secrets. Like if I was to go to Dominican like salon, they're like, we gonna lay this down,
okay?
And I would always think, because I feel like your hair is like really soft. Like mine is way kinky. Curls too. It's mostly frizz right now, but
no, it's
like
gorgeous.
It's kinky curly, but yours is like just like super curly. So I wouldn't expect for you to like use edge control or a castor oil. And it's cool to hear you say that because it works for you.
Yeah, I know it really does. It's getting some length because I shaved like I had a very short haircut. It's been a journey. Like curly hair is a commitment. It's a commitment, and it's a relationship, and I'm still learning to love that relationship.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone. I just for the first time, like I was thinking about what I might wear for opening night for Once Upon a One More Time.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't even know if we have a party or anything, but I would like to serve a lot.
I know.
And so I've got a dress and like one of the first times ever, like back in the day, like pre-COVID, I was very like, okay, what wig am I going to wear with this look or how am I going to straighten my hair? And this time I thought, okay, do I want to wear my hair in a poofy pineapple or in an afro. Ooh. That's never been my go-to.
Yeah.
And it's a process.
Yeah.
Like, am I gonna wear my hair?
Yeah, no, you should, because I love your hair. Oh my God, I love it when it's in an afro. You had it big in the afro. And I was like, yes! And Aisha, and you were serving me apples. I was like, love it! I love it so much. Inspired me to wash my hair, give her some love, just because I know what it's like to maintain her. So definitely show her.
And when you show up with your hair down and curly, I keep dancing around it, and I'm trying to pinpoint how, like, and it's probably different for each person, but when I'm looking at people, when they look their most magnificent, there's something about when somebody wears their hair down.
Yeah.
Whether their hair is straight or wavy or curly or just all kinks or just afro, there is something powerful about letting it do what it wants to do and not putting it up, not restricting it. And I remember thinking that when you came in, you've done that many times, coming in with your hair down. It feels like a statement.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like that. And sometimes you're rehearsing, so you don't want your hair in the way. But sometimes my hair is one part of the reason why I get hired. So when I wear it, wear it down, I'm like, yeah.
It feels good.
It feels good. You hired Kelly hair. And I know that sounds so silly now that I'm saying it out loud, but.
No.
It really does feel like.
You hired curly hair.
Yes. Not, you know. I was really trying to wash my hair to do that today so you can see my curls.
You'll see your curls everywhere else. Your hair is always curly. Yeah. So you literally can look up any photo of Jennifer Florentino and it's probably going to be curly hair. If you get to choose, if you were given the option, Jennifer, would you like to be wigged or would you like to wear your own curls in this production, in this movie, in this sitcom, in this show? What would you choose?
My hair. For sure. Like, I wear a hat and I love our costumes. But sometimes I'm like, I just wish you could see this beautiful hair under this hat. Because I have such a beautiful ethnic wig right now.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful. She's amazing.
Awesome.
And
Callahan?
Yes. Yeah.
Ashley Callahan is our wig person.
Yes.
And we love her.
Yes. And yeah, I wish we could just expose her a little bit more.
What? Would you want to 8 times a week?
Yeah, it is tough to expose and do your hair and make sure it's maintained for 8 times a week, but I definitely would not be mad at trying it. Like, I know when I was a swinging on your feet, I would sometimes wear my hair because I would be called in for the last numbers and I'm like, my hair is my wig. Like, so it doesn't really, you don't see the difference. But Marcus too, he's incredible. He was an on your feet, also wig a person, and he did amazing. Just the texture of like navigating with afro and curly hair, it was just so great as well.
Like off the record, this is off the record, well, we might make it in, but I feel like if that is something that you wanted to try, if you felt like it, you could tell Ashley. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that only because to wig a person is more expensive in a Broadway show. And I'm sure no one is mad about not spending that money, but they also have to like take care of your own hair if you got your neck, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Just to say, if you actually prefer, not many people prefer their own hair in an 8 show week.
Right.
And if it's something that you wanted to try, I bet they would listen.
Yeah.
This sounds like work to me, but honestly, your curls are so beautiful. Speaking of the Britney Spears musical, how did it come into your life?
Oh my gosh. So, Keone and Mari.
Keone and Mari!
Yes.
Can we just for a second?
I know, they're incredible.
Yes!
I've been following their trajectory of their career as the dancers, performers, choreographers for over 10 years.
And now directors.
Yeah, now directors, which is amazing. And when I heard about Once Upon a One More Time and I heard that Keone and Mari were choreographing it, I immediately was like, I have to audition. Just because any opportunity will come for me to work with them. This is the only opportunity that I have because their choreography, I feel like, is so complex. I'm not trained in it. I love to watch it so much, and they actually inspired my improvisation, Ari's just articulation and precise focus and detail. They inspired me so much over the years. So I was performing for Fish, actually. I was in rehearsal for Madison Square Gardens, and I ran to that audition, and I was like, went in the room, doing the thing, learned the choreography, could not believe that we were in front of the team, and then Numa was there too, like,
Numa,
and but it was, she was a baby, and I was like, oh my God, the fact that they brought her into the audition room, it just, like, everything just was, I don't know, I just felt like a sense of ease and family and community. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is their life that we're now being a part of. And I thought that was just really neat. So yeah, I auditioned for it, and then I had a callback, same situation again. And then Susan, our producer, produced also On Your Feet, and it was just
really?
Yeah, she did. So it was just really nice to connect again. And yeah, and I remember reading for it, because it's like one of the first monologues really that I had to like read for an audition, and I thought, and they laughed, and I was like, oh my God, you think I'm funny? And then they started laughing even more.
Yes, I love you.
And I was like, yes. So it just felt like,
you are funny.
No, I just, you know, I feel like comedy is so complex, and everyone in our cast is just so excellent.
They're pretty remarkable.
They're incredible.
They're pretty remarkable.
Oh my gosh. I chuckle every single time when we're backstage. I just feel like everyone that is here with us
is supposed to be.
Exactly.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah.
It's a good group. Like,
oh my God.
It's not clicky. It's not exclusive. It feels, if somebody walks in the room and they're like, hey, we're going to dinner, we'll meet you, blah, blah, blah. If they didn't say anything to me, I feel like if I wanted to say, can I come?
It
would be like, like, I don't ever feel like, I don't fit in. There's so much love in our cast, and it seems super supportive. So,
and I feel like that has to do a lot with our direction, right? Like,
yeah, it starts at the top.
Yeah, and I feel like they created such an environment, our team, that community, that's the human experience. That's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because, yes, we're inspiring, we're bringing the audience to a different world. There could be some joy and some light in within their life, especially now. But ultimately, it's for us to remember what it is and the importance of connecting. And we were robbed from that. Like, that was taken away from us for such a long time.
Right.
I was even anxious just coming in. Like, I haven't been in a good big group.
And can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Like, even so, pre-COVID, we were in rehearsals for 11 days. Had a 19-month break. And then our first day. Oh, you weren't there on the very first day.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even imagine.
Flo, the room wasn't very big. It was like one of the smaller rooms.
Okay.
At the same studio that we were in before.
Okay.
It started in that feeling of, and I want to hear your experience too, for when you came in, that feeling of, we haven't been around like people.
Yeah.
And now we're in a room full of excited people.
Yeah.
Is this allowed? Is this safe? Are we doing this? And so when you came into the rehearsal and everyone was like very focused on you, like, how was that? Were you overwhelmed? Were you like excited? Like, how did you feel?
I felt everything. I felt like, I was like, okay, I gotta know my stuff because they've been working, and
you always know your stuff.
The least that I could do is come prepared for my family. And I feel very welcome. I feel very taken care of by you. I love you so much.
Thank you.
You guys, every question, every movement, I was like, I love you, please tell me.
I love you.
And just feeling that I'm able to do that as well, and not feel that like weirdness energy,
like,
that people do that stuff that you're just like, seriously, come on.
We're just trying to put on a good show.
Exactly. But I was excited. I remember, I felt like I was in the right place, the right time.
When you walked in the room, one of the girls said, I think it was Morgan, she was like, I feel like Our arm is complete.
Yes.
And it,
Morgan.
And it really did feel like that, because there was a couple cast members who, because we were all living our whole lives. We didn't know when we were coming back.
Exactly.
And so it was really cool that the team worked with people's schedules.
Right.
And you were the last one to arrive. And that's exactly how it felt. When you got into the room, it was like, all right. And we're complete.
Yes.
Our whole unit is here. Yes. It felt very like, okay. Let's do this thing. And you learned the show in what? A couple days?
That was crazy. The first day, we were running act one. I said, oh, we running act one.
Oh, we ran act
one. They gotta look at the videos. But,
you learned it so fast.
But no, I just, yeah, the cast is, I love you. The cast is amazing.
I love you so much. And I'm so glad that we're getting to do this together. I'm so glad that I've gotten to meet you for this process. And I just feel grateful to know you.
But the feeling is beyond mutual. I think what you're doing is absolutely incredible. You have not stopped. You've just been going, thriving in a time that, you know, could do the opposite. So just watching you do that really inspired, you know, a lot of us. It's me and days where I felt like, I don't know if I could do this.
So
know you have a family, you have a tribe. We support you.
Does it feel good to have a tribe? I felt so disconnected during this pandemic. And it's like, oh, we've got a family now. Yeah. It's like that feeling of going to work and getting to hear what's happening in the Broadway community before it's posted on Playbill. Yeah. Or if you're doing something outside of work, knowing that you've got a built-in people, a built-in group of people who are going to support you. Last question before I let you go.
Okay.
What are you grateful for today?
Oh, for today, I am grateful I was able to wake up and do this with you.
Thanks for coming.
Yes, I really am. I feel like I'm in a place of sharing now. I've been very quiet in my experience, and I feel like now I just really want to share, hopefully inspire.
You're back on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm back on Instagram after, I think it was like 6 or 7 months that I wasn't on.
Ooh, that sounds nice. That sounds like a nice cleanse.
Yeah, it was. But now with everything happening, I really want to inspire people a lot. Feel like they can do it, or like feel like the system is just not designed to help you succeed, to know that you can. So.
How can people find you?
My IG, Jennifer Florentino. That's my IG. And my website. Yay.
Which is?
It's
JenniferFlorentino.com.
Yes.
And catch her in the new West Side Story film, and also live in DC for Once Upon a One More Time. Thank you for joining me.
I love you.
I love you so, so much. That's all, folks.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salacia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalaciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, Podmax.
I'm out.
'The Outsiders,' S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.